Hello, Nicholas Luisi, president of No BS Inner Circle, on with the this month's Information Marketing Association call. I have the distinct pleasure to be interviewing today one of the greatest implementers of our time, one of the best implementers for information marketers within the No BS Inner Circle and within the Information Marketing Association, and really the go-to guy for all of the star info marketers. It's the man, the legend, Partith Shah. Partith, thanks for joining me today on this call. I appreciate you taking time out of your business and taking time away from your customers to share some of your knowledge with our members. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for hosting me. I'm looking forward to having an awesome day.
Hey, Partith, you are really you're not an info marketer, but you're the implementer behind most of the major info marketers in our sphere, right, in our herd. And you're really the go-to guy when they want to launch a product or when they really want to grow and accelerate their growth on their products. So today, let's talk through the logistics of starting or accelerating growth and building and growing someone's info business. So talk to me about your journey into the information marketing business. Who have you worked for? What's some of the work that you've done? And, you know, let's kind of talk some stories right off the bat.
Thank you, sir. So first of all, this call is going to be a little different than the usual calls we get, because we are going to talk about how things are done and the science and art of the logistics of giving birth to an info business. And so I come from a different perception or a vantage point, because yes, I'm not an information marketer. I am the factory where information products are born. I am the launch pad where information businesses are launched from. So the biggest thing that I have on my bookshelf is you, Nick. There isn't anything you have not, that you have sold that I don't have. So when people come to take a tour of my office, I tell them the bookshelf cost more than the office condo. I'm really proud of it. I have studied.
I love that.
Thank you. I'm a short man with tall library. So here's what I have. I have seen how GKIC, Bill Glazier, No BS, over several years, essentially took an intellectual property and published it in a consumable format. I have seen how you took Kennedy's teachings and transformed that into consumable info products. I have seen the engineered in a lab info products that were built, born to be an info product, and that were not born at an event. So you are the largest body of knowledge or test case that I have. When I do something for an info business, I'm essentially looking at how would Nick do it. So I come from that perspective. Second, I have had the privilege of working for some of Kennedy's private clients who are information marketers, and they bring me in as their Mr. Implementation, their technician, their designer, their executive producer, so to speak. So I have worked for Dr. Dustin Burleson, Dr. David Moffitt, Dr. Charlie Martin, Dr. Carla Biasucci, Dr. Greg White, and a few others who are, I can keep naming people for the next several minutes, but that's, and a whole bunch others. As we speak, I mean, today is what, April 17th. On April 29th, I will be going to Orlando to observe an event and then brainstorm birth of a new info business that is about to be born in the dental industry without going into a lot of details. So this is what I do. And there is a framework formula. This is more engineering than art. So that's why I'm really excited, because what I have done before has worked and can work predictably tomorrow.
You know, I think one of the things, and you're being modest, but I thought, and one time you and I were talking, and I think you said, you know, you've not only hired Dan to consult on your own business, but you've been at the table when, you know, for a substantial number of other people where they bring you in while they're doing a strategy session with Dan, and you're really there. So if they have to talk about implementation, or they got to talk about, okay, is this a big enough market for us to go after, you could immediately do the research while they're strategizing. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk through what you really have dubbed the info marketing ascension ladder. What is it, and how could somebody put it to work?
Okay, so I have a favor to ask you. I have sent you a couple of pictures that I would like people to look at. Now, of course, if you're driving while listening to this CD, you won't be able to look at anything, so just pay attention to the road. But if you're stationary, consider, I don't know if you will be able to put this infographic as a standalone, somehow you can insert that in the transcript.
Yeah, of course.
And they can go to elaunchers.com/IMA. I will set up a page for them to download this infographic. I'm looking at this ascension ladder, and we will talk through it. Okay, so here's what I have realized the information marketing ascension ladder to be. There are three parts to somebody's information business. There is time, money, and intimacy. More money you spend on someone, more time you will get with the guru and the intellectual property in a more intimate setting. So, for example, for $10 you can get Dan Kennedy in form of a book. For a few hundred, isn't that $20 is the magnetic marketing book, right? For $20 you can get his book. For a few hundred bucks, you can get the magnetic marketing product. For a couple, $300 a month, you can get a monthly access to his diamond membership. For a couple thousand bucks, you can go listen to him live at a conference with several hundred people at the National No BS event. For a little more money than that, you go to a smaller event for about $10,000, you can go to the small event with 10, 15 people there that he does in December. For $25,000 to $35,000, you can join Titanium and have access to him 3-4 times a year in a group setting, and there's a peer group. For about $20,000 or so, you get access to him for a day, and then for another, for I think $30,000-$40,000, you get access to him in one of his other intimate programs. As you can see, it's the same body of knowledge, same creator, but more money you put on the table, you get more time with the creator, and more time with the intimacy, more intimate time with him. Size of the group shrinks, brings it down all the way to one-on-one, as opposed to a $20 book that is sold several thousand books a month. That is what I call the ascension ladder. So if you look at the infographic, the ascension ladder basically starts at point zero, where without spending any time or any money, someone will opt in and download a free report, a free gift, or something like that. You take them to a small tripwire, buy a book, buy a small video course or whatever, 5, 10, 20 bucks. You ascend them to some sort of a force continuity, join a club, join a membership, something that keeps the relationship at a paid level. You ascend them to buy a box, a binder, or something for a few hundred bucks. And then when someone buys a box, give them a ticket to an event. Or when someone buys a ticket to an event, bonus them the box. Now, the person who consumes the box and attends an event and then participates well might be a candidate for ascension. You start with buying a day of consult or a discovery day. So, for example, Ari Gauthier does a discovery day where he would fly in a prospect on his dime to his office, spends a day with him, it provides extreme value, they get a lot out of it, and then they are offered an opportunity to participate in a relationship. So that's Ari's business model. So that's called buy a day or a discovery day. For a few thousand dollars, you can spend a day with Dr. Greg Weick or Dr. Eric Doerner or Dr. Dustin Burleson, etc. Dan Kennedy, for example. You would join Mastermind if you want to spend more time with the tribe leader. Become a private client where you get a day or more of the tribe leader's time with some one-on-one consults, counseling, coaching, and then there might be strategic partnerships where you and the tribe leader are doing something more intimately, taking interest in your business, etc. And then all of this, the tribe leader is only telling you what to do. The tribe leader is not doing anything. So this creates a breeding ground for offering done-for-you services or access to a golden Rolodex, which is pre-qualified, vetted, certified vendors who understand the context, who will deliver what the tribe leader wants to deliver, and it becomes a pole position for the tribe leader. This is the entire business economics, or what I call the info marketing ascension ladder.
You know, I always love seeing different theories of the business, right? So different approaches to theories of the business. This is a really clean one that you've done and outlines, you know, the various steps of the info business and really, I think, the customer journey and the, you know, kind of the pathway that most customers take. You have another interesting blueprint that you shared with me called the Ultimate Tribal Marketing Platform. Can you talk through that a little bit?
Sure. So if you are going to be an information marketer, see, if you're a practitioner who wants to explore the possibility of becoming an info marketer, this blueprint will talk you through and tell you what you must do before the first binder is sold. Okay. You're going to put this also in the transcript, right? Or they can go download it from elogist.com/IMA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. IMA. Okay. Yeah, it's included.
So we did five. So basically, it has five steps to it. Step number one is concept visualization. We spend about half day, to a day and a half, going through some of the questions that we'll get into in a few minutes, and talk about the first thing I look for is, will this fly? Do we really have an info business here? What do you want to sell? Who will buy? Why will they buy? Is there transformative value that we can promise? Will they realize the transformative value without you? And is this for real? Will this fly? We look at the body of knowledge. Body of knowledge means the content that you have in your head, in your heart, in your library. We identify the content, the systems, and teachable talent. We develop the core learning, the core message that you want to deliver to your universe. We develop the learning modality and content consumption plan. See, we talked about the ascension ladder. That is the money part. Money is not the only thing that happens in info business. In info business, it is a business of information. That means information must be marketed, sold, bought, consumed, and value realized and transformation realized. Otherwise, there won't be continuity. People will ask for reason because they're not consuming or what they're consuming is not transformative. We look at that. And then we want to establish control of time, data, and money. So whenever I meet with a physician or a dentist or an attorney or a high-profile practitioner who wants to become information marketer, we first look at the economics. See? Can you afford you? I mean, as a cosmetic dentist, you make between $15,000 and $40,000 a day chair side. Info business is going to take at least 15 days to start and then maybe 3 days a month. So it is 36 plus 46, 50 days a year. Are you okay committing 50 days a year out of your life on this business? And in exchange, how much money does the company need to give you? Can you afford you? Oh, I can't give you that much. Okay. So how many days do you give me? Pick establishing the controls and rationing on time, data, and money. That's called concept visualization. Once we know what we are going to do, there is productization of deliverables. Right? What is going to be your lead magnet? What is going to be your tripwire? What is going to be your core offer? Your profit maximization, your profit maximizer, how you're going to do everything. And then you need to develop your ascension, retention, and content consumption props. For example, when we work with Dr. David Moffat, literally the first thing we spent a lot of time and energy on was building his infographic, because the main infographic is the spiritual core of his deliverable. That infographic then gave birth to about 4 to 450 slide PowerPoint presentation, which eventually became his core intellectual property. Then basically we need to come up with a game plan for the welcome box, the product binders and boxes, the digital assets, and what are your weekly, monthly, and event deliverables. This gives you a scope of work as to how much information must be born initially and how much information you shall give birth to on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis. Once we know that, once we know the raw material, we can then get into technology infrastructure. We will talk about conversion funnels, companion Infusionsoft marketing automation campaigns, or are we going to build the whole thing on HubSpot? Are we going to need a membership website for content deliverables, learning management? What is going to be the anatomy of your digital asset library? Are we going to do webinars? Is there an event marketing that we are going to do? Is there a tell a friend funnel? Are we going to do a study buddy program where when someone buys an info product, you tell them that we are going to gift the info product to someone of their choice? That way we are getting a second prospect who is already pre-indoctrinated. Stuff like that. And then implementing the time, data, and money controls in the technology. Once we have this architecture, the system architecture, the technology behind it, we then get into the sales, marketing, and JV programs. You will have to sell this, so you're going to need the case presentation documents like your fee estimate and engagement letter and rules of engagement and stuff like that, marketing materials to market the tribe, marketing material to market and sell Ascension to people who are already consumed and who's already on the Ascension ladder, developing affiliate programs and joint venture programs, figuring out the economics, and giving affiliate marketing materials to people who is going to promote you, and then putting together the delivery and logistics ritual. When your first customers buy one thing, you and your entire info business is now on stage ready to go, and everything has to go without a hitch. Otherwise, your reputation is online. So this is like a Broadway production, a lot of moving parts, and you got to do all those things, and then maybe it'll make enough money for you to be proud of this shenanigan. So the first question we ask is this worth it? Do you really want to be in this business?
So, you know, kind of jumping on that line there, and so I have an existing info business, and I'm looking to really grow it, right? So I really want to accelerate the growth of it. Or I want to go into a new line, you know, so I want to, you know, look at the classic product line portfolio, and I want to go into a line extension, right, of my current info business. What are the questions that you ask people when they come to you and they say, you know, Parthip, I really want to grow this thing, or I'm looking to get into some line extensions. You know, I really want to expand my portfolio of products. How do you kind of get to, should they do it, and then how will they do it?
Sure. So here's the question I get into. We go through this whole, do you really want to get into info business? I can't take you, put your face on a copy machine, hit the copy button and sell that copy. It's more complicated than that. The birth of the business is going to be more painful than you think, and it's going to be more time-consuming than you think. It's going to be less lucrative than you think, and it's going to look different. You look at Mickey Mouse, right? At Disney, live in person.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hello.
The costume, the Mickey Mouse costume.
Yeah. Uh huh.
It looks different from the inside.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So you're still looking at the Mickey Mouse costume, but it's from the inside. Now you're on the inside of it. And that is a less glamorous side to it. Once we are committed to do, so why do people do it? because they want to share what they know with their peers who look up to them, and they want to leave a legacy behind. A dentist will not be a dentist all his life or her life. Physician will not be a physician all his or her life. But if they can take what they have and share it with their peers, they will A, make a couple of bucks, B, leave a legacy behind, but C, at a very successful point in their life, they would have invested in having their journey chronicled, organized, orchestrated, and documented. So when they want to grow, they can grow systemically. So you can create an info product for your own consumption because you want to go from three locations to ten locations. You want to become a franchisor and you want to franchise your business. These are different applications of going in information marketing business. And you, and the process is the same. You need to look at yourself and see, am I admirable? Do I have a constituency that will admire me? For real. Not just for the money I make, but for real, how I make the money, how I do what I do. Am I really an industry benchmark, industry role model? Do people really want to grow up and be me? Are you worth cloning? Okay, that's test number one. Test number two, are you clonable? Are you a genius? Are you lucky? Or are you a product of your own systems and processes? Because only your systems and processes I can clone. I cannot clone your genius. I cannot clone your luck. The reality is your information biz, your information product, your blueprint, your theory, your way of doing things is going to be shared by people who are not as smart, hardworking, fast, genius, and lucky as you are. When they give you $1,000 to $3,000, they're looking for a money button. Hey, I gave you money. Where is the button? Push, push, push. Money, money, money. No, it doesn't work that way. So you have to know.
I love it. I love it. You're absolutely right, right? Hey, I gave you this. I want a 10 times return.
Yep. Hey, okay. Okay, fine. Yes, you can. That's what the buyer wants, right? 10 times the return. You give me $2,000. If I can make, tell me what do I have to do so I can make $20,000.
Right.
So you, Mr. Aspiring to be an information marketer, tell me what transformative value one will get after consuming your product. How do they get it? What do they have to do? How likely they are to do what you tell them to do, and if they do everything you tell them to do, what is the probability that they will get the results that you are forecasting? That's what I mean by, can you be cloned, can you be consumed, and will your constituency get value from consuming your clone?
All right, so we got that. A lot of it too is how much IP somebody might have, right? And how much IP they're willing to share. So when you're doing it, what IP? Let's assume that I have an existing product, information marketing business, and it's cooking along about $500,000 a year to $1 million a year, and I want to take it up to the $5 million. And so the best way to do that is probably through line extensions. And so where the line extension should be, And how do you go about implementing that?
So, Nick, I like you. I trust you, but I really trust me.
Okay.
When you want to do a line extension of your own IP, I will ask you what IP you have, religiously take copious notes, share my notes with you to make sure that I didn't miss anything. But then I want to see it. I want to show up, stare at your bookcases, ask you, do you have anything else? Are there other file cabinets? Is there a storage unit where you have boxes of stuff in a completely unorganized, uncatalogued way? See, IP can be anywhere. IP, intellectual property can be three sheets of paper born in 1989 that gave birth to a multi-million dollar company. We don't know what intellectual property is until it is captured and cataloged. So the first thing I do is I go clean sweep and capture. So next week I'm going to go to Orlando to meet my new client. Meet one of your clients. If I name it, you would know. Frankly, the fact that I'm doing this, some people can guess. And then we are going to fly with him to his home somewhere on the West Coast. And we're spending a day together, essentially going through this tribal marketing blueprint, this five-step process. And I am packing in my suitcase a little digital desktop scanner so I can, anything I see, I grab. And that means hard drives, USB drives, looking through somebody's Dropbox, Box.com, physical, talk to them. This is like, how did Renegade Millionaire was born? Lou Miletier essentially went through the entire body of knowledge from Kennedy, right?
Right, right.
So she was the librarian who gave birth to that product. So she first of all had to study it, understand it, come up with comprehensive questions, and then Lee and Dan jointly came up with what is now known as intellectual property, which is Renegade Millionaire System. It's a life-changing product. It has significant impact, because who is crazy enough to go into Dan's head and heart the way Lee went in? That's how you extract IP from someone's head, someone's heart. I mean, so you know Dr. Charles Martin, right? Dan Kennedy's dentist in Richmond.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, of course. So when we did this for him, not only I spent time with him, but he spent time with his team snooping through every digital asset, turning page by page, the entire, like, he had like six or seven bookshelves, so less than 50,000 pages worth of material, file cabinets. And when I was done, dust all over me, I asked him, is there more? And shocked, he says, no, there is this storage unit. I'm like, quick, is there a electric plug there? He's like, I don't know. So we drive up there with a laptop and the little desktop scanner in the back of the BMW. We are scanning shit at the storage unit. So the first part is capture, then catalog. What are we looking at? Of this, what are you unwilling to share? Because this is like, oh my God, I didn't know I had that. I ain't giving that. Okay, so then let's take that. What are you willing to share? Okay, great. Now this is my sellable inventory. Of this, how will people buy? How much of it are people willing to buy? In what chunks are they going to buy? What are they going to do with it? How do they benefit from it? So this is information. It's not information marketing. It is information engineering. It is information architecture. And without information architecture and without information engineering, there cannot be information marketing. And without information marketing, there cannot be information business. So there is a program that you guys published. I don't know if this is still in circulation. It's called Your Rapid Results Info Marketing Business Building Blueprint.
Yeah, it's still available.
Probably?
Yeah.
Still available? Yeah. That thing is gold. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's like what, a couple hundred pages. It ain't that hard read. It's easy read. But after reading this, it will tell you if you are in or out. And if you're actually able to finish this in 30 days and say, holy cow, if this is what it takes to win, I don't want to play, then they can just send it back within 30 days and get their money back, right?
Yeah. We prefer that they keep it. But, yeah, of course they could do that.
I know, but, I mean, hey, if this thing serves the purpose of keeping your hands out of this bee's nest, sure, you'll take guitar lesson. It will be more rewarding. Don't be in info business. Not everyone who wants to be in info business should. And of those who should be in info business, don't. And of those who should be in info business who start an info business, don't succeed. I mean, this is a rough business with a predictably high business failure rate. And it ain't
you.
We talked about Dr. Carlo Biasucci, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Question?
No. Go ahead. Because I think you're going to hit on the question I was going to ask. But go ahead.
What's the question?
So you've been around this business for a long time, right? And so can you see people doing, so I've got an existing business, and maybe it's not producing what I want it to. You know, historically, just, you know, kind of inside baseball, info product sales are down what we see nationally. And when we talk to other people in the business, you know, the pure kit is not selling as much as it used to, or it's harder and harder to sell it, right? You got to get on the phone. You got to get more people on the phone, more touches to sell what used to be sold via a three-step letter campaign or a three-step email campaign. So are you seeing what can people do if their business is maybe the revenue is flattening or plateaued or declining? What do you recommend people do to really, you know, get to making this thing hum and get some business? Because it's a tough business, and the acquisition cost of customers is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. So you got to have some margin. You know, you got to have a strong back end to really drive an info business to the next level.
I'll tell you the story. So the answer to your question is going to be the answer to this question that Dan gave to us in a one-on-one session where me and my client, Dr. Carlo Biasucci, went to Dan for a day of consult. And then Dr. Biasucci hired Dan to write the copy for launching his info business. So it was a non-trivial investment. But basically, the concept was, okay, Dan, how do we not make this lose? So we are putting a lot of dough on the table. How do we make it a win? And the advice that we got was, sell top down. Sell your largest packet first and downsell everything else to no sayers. Sell top down. It's going to be harder to take someone into a $200 look over my shoulder newsletter and send them into a $5,000 a month coaching with done for you package. Have half a dozen labels between $199 and $6,000. Sell top down and keep descending down until they buy or unsubscribe. That's the advice Dan gave to me for my services. If I sold you a $5,000 doohickey with an intent that someday I will sell you a $50,000 product or package, no. I pitch the first, my top thing, saying this is where the relationship is headed. Are you going to hire me or do you want to do something small before you hire me for real? But this is what I seek. I mean, when you go look for a job, you don't tell them that I'll work for you for free for 8 weeks and then maybe you can give me minimum wage. No, you say, this is what I'm looking for. This is the relationship I seek. When you go to buy a car, they don't sell you a quart of oil first. They sell you a car. So the advice I want to give is when sales are down, when sales are sluggish, when revenues are down, when there are fewer deals on the table, substantially raise your prices. Make sure you deliver value, but yeah, substantially raise your prices.
So that leads me to an interesting question, and actually it's amazing that you went there because I was going to go to this thing is, when you work with information marketers, do you believe that most of them underprice their goods and services?
They do because they undervalue themselves to begin with.
Yeah.
They haven't bought themselves their own day.
So that goes back to, can you afford yourself or would you buy yourself, questions that we talked about when you're evaluating somebody's info business. How do you get them to move the pricing, to move the pricing? I remember I was talking to Robert Scrobel.
Yeah, he was talking about a client. Good question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Good question. How do you test price elasticity?
Yeah.
So me and my copywriter, Russell Martino, essentially have been talking about how much we should charge for his services and what will market pay, what is his happy number, and what is how do we make the economics work, etc. And when we were far apart enough, so we went to DM. Hey, DM, Russell wants X. I think he is nuts. My market will bear a portion of X. This will not fly. And Russell's like, I deserve it. I'm worth it. I make money. So essentially, we are trying to make ends meet. And the advice that Dan gave us is this. Hit the market at the price that you are willing to accept at the least possible price. And then as you sell the product program, keep raising prices gradually and see when does the market stops buying. So that's technique number one. And the second technique is in the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. A percentile of your tribe will buy a higher priced option, if the option was made available, and if significant value was actually offered, demonstrated, and realized by the buyers. And the number is 4X. So if you're selling your an hour of your life for, say, $250, somebody will buy another hour for $1,000 as long as there is a reason to have that hour for $1,000 and this hour for $250. So from current state to 4X, now you have options, right? Have a couple of other packages in the middle. Eventually, on one fine day, retire the bottom. And you just raise your floor.
Do you raise the ceiling while you're raising the floor?
You 4X the ceiling before you touch the floor.
Right, so your floor is 250, you 4X it to 1,000. I get that. So now you're raising the floor, so you're bringing your floor up to 500. Are you then jumping your ceiling to 2,000, or you keep it at 1,000 and then slowly eking that up?
You be respectful. Your client is not stupid. I actually asked this question from the stage during a Q&A session.
Okay.
Dave B and Mike, I can't pronounce his name.
Mike Stadola. Yeah.
Mike Stadola. When they were showing something, they were selling something from say, and then there was a Q&A. So I asked a question to Dave. Dave, how do you price an info product? How do you put a price on an info product? And Dave's answer was extremely organized, well thought out, and scientific. And he did that in less than 10 words. He said, it is priced based on the perceived transformation value. Perceived value of the promised transformation. I'm sorry, that's okay. It is worth the perceived value of promised transformation. So if you can solve a more precious problem, you deserve a raise. Look, I do implementation. I buy and sell labor for a living, right? I'm always buying labor, I'm always selling labor, I'm always talking to people who want to join my team. I always talk to prospects and clients who want to use my team members. So this subject comes up. You don't get paid for who you are. You don't get paid for what you are worth. You get paid for the role that you're casting for in this movie. So based on who you are and what your getting of the couch money is, some roles in some movies you will not take because you ain't going to work for me for that price. That's fine. But in this movie, this role pays this much. Are you in or out? So when we talk about the price, testing price elasticity, we need to be cognizant of which movie we are in, how precious is the movie is, how precious is the role in the movie, and let it dictate how much you should ask. You can't come up with a price out of your ears.
I also think that the who matters in your pricing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if you're selling to pizza shop owners, nothing wrong with that. If you're selling to them, they got to move a lot of pies at a certain price point as compared to if you're selling to cosmetic surgeons, right? So there's just more margin in certain businesses. And I think you were alluding to that a lot is sometimes, you know, we pick the wrong who or we pick the wrong subset of the who, right? And therefore, raising our prices just is certainly okay, but they just can't afford to, right? The economics of their business is the wrong economics. It doesn't make it the wrong business for them. It just makes them the wrong who for who we want to start selling to at the price points that we want to start selling to. When you look at consulting for information marketers, and, you know, really you focus on their implementation and help them creating their products and, you know, bringing their products to market, is the kit sales tougher and tougher, do you find?
Elaborate on your question.
So is it difficult for information marketers to be selling the kit as compared to, is it easier to take people to coaching immediately, right? They have a bunch of kits in the past. They got kits on their bookshelves. They realize that, you know, I just want to get to solving this problem. And coaching or maybe, you know, masterminding or some other way, you know, are you seeing, you know, we will have for everybody your life cycle or ascension model, so to speak. Are you seeing people bypassing certain things and accelerating to different levels, or is it still that standardized ascension model that we've all kind of been implementing?
So I'm having difficulty giving you a straight answer to this question. Because, see, we are not supposed to sell. We are supposed to let them buy, and they buy what they buy at the price, time, and intimacy level of their choice. And we are essentially not an information salesman, but information mall open for business. You see, I talk to clients about various mastermind programs available. For example, titanium for, you have a new titanium for brick and mortar.
Traditional businesses.
That Kennedy
yeah,
is
right,
hosting,
for,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a conversation with more than six of my private clients, and four of them joined. It's a joy for my private clients to go to Dan, more the merrier, because then day four talks about what can I use part two for. Works for me.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, it's the same people who have to cautiously choose how they spend their money and the time. It ain't easy flying to Cleveland in the middle of a week. There ought to be a reason to do it. And it is that reason that you must understand. So let's put me in the shoes of your salespeople, right? If I'm a salesman, I can't sell them what I want to sell them. I need to triage what their situation is, and based on that, where there is a problem, and what problem we can solve. So this is why when I am talking to a client and if I'm jointly calling someone with your Brandon Sweeney, we don't get into what's included in a particular binder. We talk about what's going on, what's the situation, what do you want to solve, what do you want to fix, what's going on. And then we can say, you know, I would like you to read page 97 to 196 of a personal operating system. I would also like you to read these 36 pages from Renegade Millionaire Time System. Why don't you buy those? And then that should solve the problem that you have. And I will highlight my notes and fax you the letters once you buy the IP. What you're doing is you are pre-consuming the content that makes market price elastic. Because the promise transformation already occurred. It's easy to sell the product when the salesperson has read the damn thing and can recite it forward and backward. So I like your salespeople because they, I don't know what you feed them, but they know their binders. So if someone is looking to become a successful info marketer like you, they should buy your binders. They should interview you as to how do you manage your salespeople. They should interview Sweeney as to how does he carry himself. If you want to sell mastermind, join half a dozen, at least two or three mastermind. If you want to sell your day, buy a day from a handful of people. You know how Burleson got started? Dr. Dustin Burleson got started in info business?
How? Go ahead.
He went to Dr. Charlie Martin and said, I want to start coaching. Please coach me on how to be a coach.
Gotcha.
And Martin says, come on down. Let's play. And me and Burleson studied from Martin how to launch Burleson's info business. You don't have to do this in a vacuum. You don't have to invent things. You just clone what has worked in our industry. This is what INA is for. It is filled with successful, success-minded, and not yet successful people. It's a PTA for info business.
Yeah, I agree. The INA, the special reports are gold. It is underpriced, but you know, it's part of our mission to be creating information marketers. The stuff in this membership is just outstanding for those that want to do that. All right, so let's kind of close how we started. You made a throwaway comment, I believe, but you seldom ever have throwaway comments. When you said, really, you know, the core business that they're in, the reason why they get into being an info marketer is because they want to leave a legacy, right? The dentist isn't going to be a dentist forever. So he really wants to leave a legacy. When you evaluate those that are successful and not successful in their information marketing business, is it that they have a burning why that drives them and propels them to success?
Some do. Some just are fascinated with the idea that they want to have that. Some want to go speak from stage and get clapped. Some want to do it for fame. Some want to do it for money. Some want to do it because they truly want to serve their constituency.
Okay.
It is not unsexy life to be on plane to go from San Diego to Austin to D.C. to Paris to Istanbul to Bombay to Brisbane and back come exhausted. In 11-day road trip, spending $15,000, flying coach or first class for maybe a little bit, and make less than $15,000 when you come back. And people do it cheerfully because there is certain joy of travel. I want to share my message. I want to change the world. And they forget that you are doing it at the cost of your real business. So it's very easy to lose track of economics of time, data, and money. This is why the number two thing we do is establish controls over time, data, and money and decide what we are not going to do. So my coach guru is Dr. Stephen Rulak.
Yeah.
And he says, Parthiv, every time you want to put me on plane, here's the criteria. It ought to give me at least this much value. It ought to do this for me. It ought to provide this. So sure, you can book me on. You can tell me if you want me to go to War Room, I'll go to War Room. If you want me to go exhibit at Traffic and Conversion, I'll exhibit at Traffic and Conversion. I will show up. Tell me, how do I win and what is the probability of win given this is my win criteria? That helps. So that now helps me deploy. Because, see, in my world, you are one of my assets. Your time is one of my inventory items. I can use it to grow the business. I can sell it and make money, or I can waste it. If I waste it, I get fired. So when I talk to an info marketer or would-be info marketer, the question is, what do I have to do to get a job, and what do I have to do to, what do I have to do to keep a job?
All right, my friend. So if people want to reach you and you know talk to you, I know we're going to put these two exhibits in, which I appreciate. How do they find you? They should know by now. How do they find you?
I would love to spend an hour with any member of IMA who is listening to this and see where they are. I can pick their brains. I can learn from them, or they can learn from me, or we can explore possibility of working together. All they have to do is go to elaunchers.com/client, elaunchers.com/client, C-L-I-E-N-T, elaunchers.com/client, to book an appointment. They can book a 20-minute, 30-minute, or an hour appointment, and we will have a ball. We'll have a lot of fun. And because everyone who's listening to this is either an information marketer, would-be information marketer, or at least a fellow Dan Kennedy fan, and it would be a joy to spend an hour with a fellow student of Kennedy. And yes, I will also create another page called elaunchers.com/IMA, where I will put a color version of these two infographics.
Perfect. Thank you for your time. If you are listening to this and you're also a gold member or a gold plus or a diamond member, in the future I'm going to be doing a very in-depth interview with Partif about really how to use direct mail, direct response, and clone your best customers. And you don't want to miss that interview. It was fascinating. I loved doing every minute of it. So look to that. If you're not a member, but you'd like a copy of that, once we release it to the general public, just hit me up on an email, and we'll make sure you get a MP3 version of that so you can listen to that. My email is nluisi, L-O-I-S-E, at nobsinnercircle.com. If you haven't signed up yet for the Growth Summit, I highly recommend that you do that. You can learn about that event and plus all the other events out there, which is at nobsinnercircle.com/events. There you go learn about the Growth Summit, which will have a track for information marketers, a lot of great partners in the marketplace for you like Partif, as well as many others, about how to really jumpstart your business or take your business to the next level. A lot of the partners there are there to help you. And it's turning out to be a fascinating program. So look to the middle of May for the announcement of all the speakers as well as the marketing. We'd love to have you there. And so please join us. And to learn more about that, visit nobsinnercircle.com/events. Thank you also for being a member. We appreciate that. We love the fact that you're a member. Thank you for being an information marketer. I love the information marketing business. It is fascinating. It has been fascinating to me for the last 12-year journey that I've been on learning and creating my own information business and then being able to join what I think is one of the best information marketing companies out there. So thank you for being a member. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for giving back.
Thank you, Partip. You have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And thank you all for being members. Take care.
Thank you.